哎呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀呀呀嘿呀嘿，哎呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀呀呀嘿呀嘿。Elder Voices, a window to the past, a door to the future.
Ay, 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 ay.
My name is Abraham Anaskak Sr. from Koyuk, and I lived there most of my life. I'm 73 years old. Mm-hmm. Well, I've been at other place maybe for a year or so, maybe 6 months, but then most of my life I stayed in Koyuk. And I go to school in Koyuk Day School, and then after 8th grade graduation, I go White Mountain School, but they close the school down. And then I had no room at Edgecombe, so I didn't know other schools. So I just go up to 9th grade in my school, in my school. And that was the education I had. In earlier days, they had a one-room school, and the school had lots of windows, starting from one wall all the way around until it to where the daylight will go. The school, they had no oil heaters either, or no oil. They buy wood from people that make cordwood and pile them up and sell them by cords. And a cord of wood would cost $9 a cord. They get them by the bid. The lowest bidder get the bid and the work for the school year round. I grew up in my time not speaking English. That's why I don't even know how to speak English yet. I'm still trying to learn English. My first language was Inupiaq. Daily, I speak Inupiaq to anybody. It doesn't matter. Even the teachers came. They said, I cannot speak Inupiaq in school. Well, if I don't speak Inupiaq, I don't know what I'm going to say because I don't know how to speak English. And what words I learn, I have to keep in mind. And I don't know why I should speak them or not. It's very tough because I couldn't say some words like I supposed to or pronounce them like I supposed to. And in fact, the pencil, I even forgot how to say pencil. I would say, teacher, I need a glove. I am not supposed to speak any about, but I don't know what's, I forgot what's the name of the pencil. I have to use my Inupiaq words in English together and break them up and try to make conversation somewhere, somehow. Speak English in a broken language. And so trying to learn a little by little, practically every day, trying to learn it. Later in years to come, it get better and better. So like high school start coming up like White Mountain School there, and all the kids go there from villages and go to school. And when in the later in years, they send them, maybe for last year or so, they send them out to Edgecombe. And we didn't know anything about college either, but in years to come, they said, gotta have college education too. Today, not very many people go to college. Some people go, and that's good. Graduate from college, and now they got good jobs and else work like computers and all this, and it's good. My childhood day was very, very good. I grew up and I didn't know nothing about outboards or airplane or snow machine or Honda or television, telephone. And it was just more like living out in the bush. No electricity, no oil heat. When I was younger, we used candles, oil lamp. Later on in years, the gas light come by, and we used gas lantern, and we used that for many years, a gas lantern. Only the school had operational electricity. That's the only place where there's electric lights. My uncle, he's a postmaster, and he got to have lights practically all day. The only place that had electricity, they got their own power, and when it's getting dark, they put the lights on. In our younger days, we didn't know anything about basketball, so we kicked the ball like a soccer ball, and we have goal from one end to the other, and you can't grab it unless you catch it. You kick the ball and one goal to another, and when you get to that goal, and you got a point. So we do a lot of running in our time. I wish they had running like today. You see, they have running and wrestling and skiing, and I wish they had it in our younger years. Wrestling was just a game, not hard work either. Because we work heavy in our time, we use axe to cut wood, no chainsaw, and then they have big, long, maybe 8-foot saw in order to make quick work. I use axe so I can fill my sled and go home. A lot of work involved in every way. And my grandpa, in my young days, he had a 30-foot boat. In order for the whole family to go subsist, we use his big boat and put all our camp gear, all our dogs, all our food, all what we're going to use for that summer. Put them in that boat and we'd go sail across bay and go to that one river about 10 miles out. And when the wind is good, we sail. And our fish camp is further up river yet. So before there's too many willows, my grandpa let all the dogs out, put harness on, tie them on the edge of the boat, and let them run on the side of the river. And I pull that boat along the river way up until there's lots of willows. We use three types of transportation: the sail, the wind, and the dogs, and the outboard to make a trip all the way to our camp. My mom and my aunt make cache to where they'll put away the fish for the winter. They never dig on the ground. They use four trees. There's four posts, 8 feet high, and they put the cache up there and made all by wood. The roof, they make it waterproof so nothing will inside our cache. But that cache is all full of air. From the bottom, all four sides, it's lots of air. So the dry fish could stay in where there's lots of air. No mold, no nothing will get at them. My mom and my aunt, they use a 5-gallon blazer can, open it up and wrap it around the tree the lengthwise, and then they nail it on. So mice, weasel, mink, marten, whatever that climbs in a tree will never climb in. And the fish are safe, very safe. Even the wolverine can't get in. Too slippery, can't go through that can. Everything you do, everything today, is subsistence. Everything come from nature. All our clothing come from nature. All our food come from nature. In fact, when I first come to Nome, I was very young then, maybe a teenager. We don't know anything about fancy stuff in my time. So, and my brother said, let's go in there and have ice cream. Okay. I didn't know what ice cream was. Oh, my golly, it tasted good. And it was in a cone. And in my mind, maybe this is a paper. It's a cone. It's a paper. Because I never had no ice cream cone or nothing, or never had ice cream. So I had ice cream, and I never tried to bite on that cone. I thought it was paper or something. I cleaned it out and threw the cone away. It's a fun life, though. Or later in the years, you come to where, oh, that cone, I should never throw it away. It was a good thing to eat, too. The whole town of Koyuk had lots of dogs, or they had dog teams, and they hunt with dog team. They go trapping with dog team. In fact, you could even use it summertime when you go somewhere. The dogs could pull the big boat, pull it on the edge of the river and keep going. The dogs are very much working for the whole family year-round, practically, and it's good. When my pop come back from my trapping, I would hitch up maybe 7 dogs and go get a load of wood for water. We had no running water, no oil. It helps us living throughout the years. I started driving dog team maybe now it's about 12 or 13 years old. And mainly in the village, where I never go out anywhere until I was about 17 or 18 years old. And I start hunting out and go to other villages. Them days, they had no freight planes or airplanes to haul the stuff by air. And store don't have all that stuff for the whole winter. They're shortage, they have to buy some stuff from a different village, so we have to go there by dock team and haul freight and bring them to Koyuk, and this is where all the dock team work together. So, well, I would say it's kind of hard life, but it was fun life, because we don't know nothing about airplane and outboards and snow machine and Honda. We have to do everything by hand them days. In them days, we have to order stuff from like Sears Roebuck or Montgomery Ward's in order to get stuff. Those come by airplane later in years, but in early times, when you order stuff, they get to Unalakleet or Nome, and they bring the stuff by dock team, or the mail come by dock team. There's no other way of bringing mail to each village, because there wasn't that many airplanes either. Some days they go various places like Unalakleet, Nome, or Candle, or Kotzebue, or elsewhere, or the bigger villages. You have to train your dogs with your voice. In my growing up years, I told people, you people are very in technology. You can fly the airplane, you got car, you can start the car and drive away. You can start the snow machine, drive away. I told them that you have all that knowledge, you're very much in technology. I tell them, I am more technology than you. I told them my transportation is a voice-activated transportation. I don't use key, I don't pull, I don't put gas. I use my voice in order to go. I don't use key. I have a voice-activated transportation. All I got to do is whistle. If I want to turn right, I say G. Oh, they turn left. Oh, they stop. G. All right, there we go. I use my voice. Everything you learn is good. Once you learn them, no problem at all. In the back life, you got to learn it. Your dogs have to learn you. You have to learn the dogs. And the dogs have to learn your command, and you got to learn how they operate. I talk to them. They understand. Any dog anywhere can be, they could understand when the person tell them what to do. Because they learn the tricks and all this just by listening to their master. all this technology can understand us. We have to do it by hand now. They can talk to us, they can understand us. I still have dark right now. I haven't made dark for so long, but since I get this old, I want to let my grandson know how we had lived years back. And he was a little baby, and now he got pups and dogs. And my wife would drive him most of the time. I'd like to drive him too, but they're too fast for me or too strong for me. And my wife had fun, though. You see, using all this here is very much technology. Everything you do is by hand. You could do things by hand, by seeing it, by hearing it, by feeling, by smelling. You could do everything what you do. In life, my life, it's the same thing. You see, I could feel, I could hear, I could see, I could smell, I could taste. And in that area, from being today, modern days, and the old days, I think in order to survive in cold Alaska, it's the way, it's best way to live in my life way. Because you have to survive regardless. What I learned from you, I use my GPS, and it's very good. I have phone and cell phone. I can call anywhere I want, and it's good. It helps me. In my time or in my life, we never spent, I would say, maybe not even a cent in order to get something going. We use the whole nature. Wood, rock, grass, trees, willows, water, fur, all this. And we can make good living. But in today's world, we gotta have sugar, salt, all this, you know. We gotta have it. Coffee, especially me, I want coffee all the time. The balance is there, I would say, once you learn, no problem. Once you learn, when I first started to work for money, boy, I tell you, it's tough work, tough work. You have to get up in the morning, work all day, 10 hours sometimes, 12 hours, in order to make good money or make a living, make a paycheck so you can buy something. And in the back life, it's a tough work too, but you gotta use your hands in order to get things already going. Oily, bloody, cold, slimy, all this stuff, you know. But then I would say both lives are almost equal to me, because I have to learn all your technology stuff. If I break down, I have to work hard getting my hands dirty, greasy, in order to get my outboarder snow machine fixed, regardless how cold it is. My grandpa says, you see my 12 to 16 foot long kayak? He said, that kayak I make don't have not one nail, all from nature. If I put one nail in there, that one nail will spoil everything. It will start getting rotten, and pretty soon it'll be no more good. I was thinking to join the military, but there's National Guard. Okay, I might as well join National Guard. Maybe I got to go to military and stay there 20 years. I don't know. I would have had been a officer if I had my high school education. I learned all the military life, the techniques and whatnot. And a guy from Kotchubee said, Abe, let's go training for military. Go for NCO, non-commissioned officer. I've been an NCO for 14 years. I have a squad, and then I work with them at home. When I go military training, or when we go Anchorage, we have platoon and be a commander for them, do things. I went training to Fort Ord, California, in military, and we stayed there 6 months. 6 months training in military. And I was a hunter them days. I knew any rifle. I could shoot any rifle from 22 all the way up to 30-06. And while we were training there, I could have had make expert shooter. But when we trained for shooting, I get all the points right there just by practicing. I get all the points. There was five sergeants, two officers behind me. Go from 50 yards all the way to 600 yards all day. Well, Abe, be a good shooter. You're a good shot, yeah. I've been shooting all my life. Anything that move, I can get it right now. Like fox, wolf, caribou, moose, and even a little mice I could shoot if I want. And they let us train in military. I had to learn all that, a machine gun and everything, and up to the rocket launcher. But I stayed with the National Guards for 14 years. Then I started 1957. And I got discharged in 74, and I served there 14 years. And I could have stayed maybe longer, but I knew Anchorage area just like back of my hand. And I said, I'll stay home this year. So I got discharged there after 14 years. I've been in bilingual aid for 14 years. I teach the kids at home much as I could. So a lot of kids are speaking some words now today, yeah. Or not fluent like me, but some major words. If I say, "Atkain, kadakasirin," in turn I said, "Get down, you're gonna fall." Yeah, you know what I mean. And later on, "Atkain, kadakasirin," you get down right now. You know what I mean. I love to teach children. I love to teach them. Once they learn how, no problem at all. That's why I'm teaching my 6-year-old grandson. He loves to learn. When I teach, people go high school and go work and go training and whatnot. When they came back to Creek, they would say, "Can you help it?" Talk to them. They learn what I teach them, but they never forget, which makes me happier. They remember all the years, they never forget it. But it's good of how you treat the people. As people I teach so much. Today they're real big now. Ever since they were a little girl, I would talk to them. And they would think I'm a real dumb guy. Nina, he's got grandkids. She got grandkids now. When they were a little girl going to school, I would say to her, "N-I-N-E, Nina." No. N-I-N-A. Oh, yeah, okay. When I see her again, I would say, "N-I-N-E, Nina." No. I teach kids today. Even right now, I teach them back home. Little boys, big boys now, I would say, "B-I-N, Ben." No. Yeah, I got several grandkids now. We have 4 at Jack Tulik, 2 at Wainwright, 2 at Koyuk, 4 or 5 at Unalakleet. Yeah. You see, my oldest son, he go to school every Saturday. I'm not working, he's not in school. I get my snow machine ready, take off out in the country, regardless of weather. Bad weather, windy, whatnot, we take off. Sometimes we see animal, sometimes we see nothing. Some clear days we go out, nice, good, clear day. Sometimes we see something, some days we see nothing. But I was trying to let my boy learn how the terrain is and where he's at. He'd be learning it all the time. So I bring him out same trail. But later in years, I bring him out different trail. One day we were out there with real bad weather. "Son, you know where we're at?" He said, "Yeah, I know where we're at, even real bad weather." He learned the country. So that was good. I'm letting him learn something. I want my grandson to know how we lived in my young days. That's why I'm making dogs. I want him to learn how we travel without snow machine, outboard, and whatnot. I told my grandson, he's 14 now, and I told him, "You gotta learn to work hard." I told him, "You'll never be like this all your life. It'll be hard work someday. If you have to do something," he said, "I don't know how." The word "I don't know" don't mean nothing to me. You gotta learn it. You have to learn it. And I told him, if I tell you to do something now, you can't just sit on your chair and look at me. You have to get out of that chair and do it for me. If you learn it from me, you'll learn what your mom say, you'll learn what your dad say, you will learn what your teacher say, you will learn what your boss gonna say. You have to get up now and do it. You do it now, you'll have no problem at all in school, work, or interview. And it's good, and my wife would tell him, go, Aikman. And he would say, me too. He learned that. He said, I love you, grandson. Yeah, me too. The minute she said, me too. So it's important of how we learn. All my life, I love to hunt, even now. Even I can't see, I love outing, regardless. And if I go somewhere, I'll recognize the place. I know where I'm at. Blind as I am, I know I could make it home, because I could recognize the landmarks. And I love to be out today. All my kids, they never leave me home. They know I love country. And that's how I train my kids. Bring them to where they could fish, bring them where they could pick berries, bring them where the moose hunt, caribou. All the things that alive today, I know where to get them at. And it's good.
You've been listening to Elder Voices, a production of KNOM.
If you are an elder or know an elder who would like to participate, call KNOM at 907-443-5221. Or write to KNOM Radio, Elder Voices, P.O. Box 988, Nome, Alaska, 99762. Thank you for listening to Elder Voices.